We are in Reish Nun Gimel in the middle of Sif Beis. We are dealing with the halachas of Chazorah on Shabbos. Namely, if something was taken off the fire and you'd like to return it. In order to do that, we had several conditions. Number one, the fire must be covered or the coals removed. Second, it could not be a liquid that cooled down completely, or you'd be chayav for bishul for doing this. Third, according to the Ramah, it's got to be that you supported it, you were holding it the entire time. And fourth, that your kavana was to return it. These were the conditions necessary in order to do chazara. Says the Ramah now, v'dafka k'shatavshil mavushal kol tzarko, this is only if it was fully cooked. Yoz muta lahachsira, then you're allowed to return it. But if it's not mavushal kol tzarko, if it's not fully cooked, then by returning it, you're now cooking it. You're over on bishul daraisa. V'afilu l'kira acheres, you're allowed to remove it if it's fully cooked and you had all the conditions. You can remove it from one stove and put it on another stove. Avlim lo nisbashal kol tzarko. But what happens if it was not fully cooked? Afilu lo sakira, you couldn't even return it to the same stove because of bishul daraisa. V'yesh omrim d'chol ze eina osir, this is the shitas haran. When is it that you need all of these tnoim, that you need the conditions of oda biyodo and danto lahachzira? That is only if you took it off on Friday and you're returning it on Shabbos. The reason being that since you're returning it on Shabbos and it was never there on Shabbos before, this looks like bishul. That's why it's got to be oda biyado and danto lahachzira, so it's clear that it's a continuation of the Erev Shabbos cooking. Aval im lo kol misham mishech hasheicha, but what happens if you removed it on Shabbos itself? Afili hinicho agabe karka muter. Since it was on the fire in the beginning of Shabbos, there's no mechzik mavashal. Of course, you still have to cover the fire, or it would be mechzik mavashal, but if the fire is covered, it would be mutter, even though it was ein dato lach zero, and hinicho agabe karka even. Afilu hinicho agabe karka mutter. V'chei noagim lahokol betanurim shalonu sheyesh lehem din kira. That is the minhag. V'som chimat smol al divrei ha-makilim, and we rely on the makilim. V'tov lahachmir. It's best to be machmir. So that if you're removing your pot on Shabbos and returning it, it's best to still keep it in your hand and have dato lachzira, but b'diyevit, if you didn't, it's going to be mutter. Miyu im nitztanein l'kulei al miyasser. But if it cooled down completely, then it's asr because of bishul, because once a liquid cools down, we're choshish that that's considered cooking by putting it back. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham holds that even if it's something dry, where we hold ein bishul achar bishul, nevertheless, it's usur if it cooled down completely because it doesn't look like chazora anymore. Since it's cold, it looks like a new shehiyah. Mishnah Berurah later doesn't seem to follow it. V'yesh omrim, dimhotzi machol min hatanur usur lanicho b'korim of iksasos. The halach is that if you did hatman, if you insulated something on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed, and then you took it out, you're allowed to put it back into the insulation on Shabbos. What happens if you took it off the stove and now you want to place it in insulation? Is that permissible, or do we say that these are two unrelated things and it's as if you're doing hatmana for the first time? So this Yesh Omim says, Dimholtzi machel min hatanur oso lo nicho bekorim of iksosos. You couldn't go and put it into korim of iksosos. It is considered like a fresh hatmana. And hatmana on Shabbos we're going to see is osir. Based on what we saw in the Ramah before, if it's open on top, that is not a problem, because the Ramah holds hatmana by definition must be enveloped from all sides.